myself and members of the county attorney's office going out to law enforcement agencies, number one, both federal and state, and really identifying the problems and things we can do together as a collective organization to enforce it, number one. And then number two, going out to the financial institutions and local businesses to teach them and train them in how to protect their customers' personal identifying information. As we heard in that report from the Phoenix Police Department, many of the individuals that are committing identity theft are obtaining the information through dumpster diving.
Yeah, real high tech, huh?
Yeah, and very smelly, I imagine.
Yeah, well...
And
when we say dumpster diving too, I think that evokes I don't have a dumpster because I
live in a house. I just have one of those those brown things I throw in my trash.
any type of garbage.
How about the landfills? Have you ever been to a landfill and seen 4 million pieces of paper flying all over the place?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't think they go into the landfill.
No, is that too hard?
There's too many people around there that are working and doing things.
Right, but we throw out our credit card statements, bank account statements, et cetera, and all regular garbage, and people drive around neighborhoods, pick them up. In addition, they hit apartment complexes where you have the big bank of mailboxes, and in addition, they hit places like title companies, because when you're buying, selling, or even refinancing a house, you have to give them your entire life of documentation. If those documents don't get properly disposed of, you go into a garbage can in one of those places, and you're off and running.
Well, and I think there's a misconception that the Internet has somehow is responsible for identity theft being, in other words, we didn't have this problem until the Internet came along. I think we run into a lot of people in our business.
Yeah, they think it's all because of the Internet. The Internet's all evil, all bad.
Right, and it's not. What they do is they will then use that information and make purchases over the Internet, but not necessarily use the Internet or tools to commit a crime. However, they can, through internet searches and search engines, find information about you, such as if they have your social security number, maybe they have your address, perhaps they don't have your date of birth, and they can go on to maybe different websites. I'm not going to give any tools to the criminal. But they can go to different websites and find that extra piece of information that they need to steal your money.
So the dumpster diving gives them a good start, but maybe they need to do some further research to get all the credentials they need to really become you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now, one of the other things that we heard a lot of people complain about in the past is when they do become a victim of identity theft, they call the police department in their city, and they say, well, that's not ours because it happened over there, and they call the other one, and they say, well, you live over there, so you need to talk to your people. That's part of what you're talking about, trying to get everybody on the same page?
Absolutely. Jurisdiction is certainly an interesting issue. For example, many eBay auction fraud cases that I handle, you may have a suspect out here in Maricopa County, but because it's over the Internet, you have victims all across the country, and then no one wants to handle the case. Well, the buck stops at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. If there's a crime been reported to us and we're aware of it, we're going to do something about it.
That's what we want to hear.
Exactly.
That's what the victims want to hear, is not pointing the fingers.
It's not my problem. It's them. Call them. No, call us.
It's just like calling for a problem on your computer. Everybody wants
right.
to throw it at somebody
mm-hmm.
else. That's great.
Right, and that's what we're talking about, which is the coordination of the effort headed by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office.
Excellent.
Other things, if I can give some horror stories.
Sure.
If you will. Another big problem in this is actually MVD. I had a case where individuals were printing up their own fake birth certificates from the state of Rhode Island on purple paper. They used a stamp seal from the state of Arizona, stamped this Rhode Island fake birth certificate with that seal, made another fake picture ID with a very high-tech, nice printer. Then they took an individual and went to MVD. Using those two documents, even though it was a Rhode Island birth certificate with an Arizona seal, he was able to obtain an Arizona identification card in this fake name. They already had done their dumpster diving, obtained the information. Then they had that person go to a bank, and he withdrew money from the account.
Wow.
So what we also need to do is work with the Motor Vehicle Department to make sure that people are getting identification based upon accurate documents, not fake ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anybody with a $20 inkjet printer and some nice paper these days, it's amazing these cheap printers even can do some sophisticated things. So
well, and we've got a caller on the line, George. Russ, I don't want to screw this up. So if you can bring George into the conversation, George, did you have a question about the county info?
Well, just a comment. I purchased a house here in Maricopa County, and you know, a month after I bought it, my cousin called and says, "Hey, you got a great price on your house." I said, "Well, how do you know?" She says, "Well, I looked for it on the internet." She says, "Here's the web address where you can find it." And Maricopa County posts all of the you know, homes and purchases of sale. The actual contract that I signed was posted on the internet. My signature, my Social Security number, my wife's signature, my wife's Social Security number. I mean, it was all there in plain print.
Wow, that's
through the Maricopa County Recorder's Office. And much to my chagrin, the caller is correct, and that information is available online. And it's going to be part of our campaign to try to make some of those public documents not so easily accessible to prevent identity theft.
Yeah, that sounds awfully scary, right? I mean, I can go
see his signature. His Social Security number, his full name.
Other
counties, I got lots of stuff I need right there. Wow.
Exactly. Other county recorder's offices don't have this. Our county recorder's office does. I understand why. They get a lot of volume. They get a lot of information records requests.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Unfortunately, it has the effect of helping the criminals.
There's certainly a huge, huge benefit there. The problem is anything that, you know, it's always that scale of you make things very convenient and accessible and easy for people. But if it's easy and accessible, it can also be taken advantage of. So,
hey, George, thanks for giving a tip to all those wannabe criminals. Obviously, it's information that we needed to know, but thanks for chiming in on that. We're going to take a break here. Rush, you're going to have to help me with all these phone issues. But, Brad, if you'll stay with me, I'd like to review how it is that we became the most likely place to have your identity stolen here. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Mike Heldell Valdivia. Back right after this.